Listening. Unit 6. Page 46. C. Listen again and check your answers.
Speaker 1.
You could attribute my debt to a stroke of bad luck. I was travelling through Europe with some friends during our gap year before university, where I was sure to rack up a lot of debt anyway. Debt, it's just one of those unavoidable things in life, and you can't let it get you down. But anyway, I only have debts because someone on the train swiped my bag and used my card to go on a shopping spree. My bank reimbursed me for some of the money, but I wound up being about £400 in debt. Next time I'll watch my bag more carefully.
Speaker 2.
Before I went to uni, I was excellent with my finances. Terrified of debt too. My parents had quite a lot and I saw the problems it caused. My dad was so stressed sometimes that he could barely function. But a lot of my new uni friends were quite well off and debt seemed quite normal to me. I was putting meals and nights out on my card and in just under a month I had quite an ugly little debt to pay off. It was only for a year or so, but because of that experience, I've been scared of debt ever since.
Speaker 3.
I've had credit cards since I was 16. My parents encouraged it so I could get used to cards early on. I had a bit of debt now and again, but nothing to ever worry about. Really, I thought of my balance then, as I do now, as just a little warning to stop using my card so much. I think that's the purpose of debt, to scare you. But when I got older, I stopped paying attention to the bills. I mean, I opened them, of course, but I just thought that whatever the amount was, I'd pay it off. But little by little, I wound up with a pretty high debt. Maybe I should just put scissors to plastic.
Speaker 4.
I think most people view debtors as irresponsible folk. I mean, I used to have that idea myself until I got into a serious car accident. My insurance company paid most of the hospital bills, but there was a hefty amount left over, and I had no choice but to put it on cards. It was about £6,000, actually. I was quite disappointed that my insurance didn't cover everything, and honestly, I don't feel like it's my responsibility to take care of it, but rather the guy who slammed into me. I'll be going after him in court once I meet with my solicitor, who luckily takes cards.
Speaker 5.
I'll be honest with you, I'm not the most financially responsible person on the planet. I like to splurge on my friends, throw lavish parties and foot the bill, and my wardrobe's got to be filled with whatever makes me look fabulous. Sure, I've amassed a fair amount of debt over it, but I'll pay it off eventually. I make money, my job's secure, and I'll be fine. I've got friends who make more money than me who complain about even the smallest debts. Personally, I think they're concerned over nothing. We're not defined by how much debt we have, but how we treat others and ourselves.